to the studio. So as I'm about to introduce the men of God, see that I've changed the atmosphere.
Come on and worship him.
Very anointed men of God and woman of God. These are people who pastor children. I can feel the spirit already.
I am thankful.
Indeed, I'm thankful. I'm also thankful for Black Stars. Men of God, you are welcome to Generation. Well, you guys are not you are not thankful for Black Stars or something like that.
Oh, we do.
You have to be thankful for Black Stars. Yeah. Afcon, the way it's going. No? So what are the chances for us? What are the chances for us? What are the chances for us?
Oh, for now, I think we are carrying our big calculators and just doing
We should buy calculators and.
I think we are praying that we can score Mozambique. That's the only chance that we have.
We should pray that we score Mozambique.
Yeah. Praying draw or loses.
So you see, the dynamics are that the first two teams in every group stages manage to qualify or progress to the next stage.
Yeah, automatically.
And then we pick the first or the highest four in all
third position.
Yeah, the third position. The best four teams in the third position.
Yeah.
So now the permutations and combinations, the way it's going, I mean, we are calculating. So you say if we score Mozambique, you know, we can go.
We can.
Pastor Victor.
We can increase our chances of going.
Of going. Charlie, but I'm sure by this time Mozambique, they are also doing permutations. So.
Sure, it's a way.
But for them, if they score us, what does it mean for them? Is it that they are also going?
Yeah, they can also qualify
as well. Yeah, because they also have one point.
So as for Cape Verde, they can decide to sleep.
Sure. Automatically they qualify.
Cape Verde.
Yeah.
This is our Cape Verde. Mm-hmm. Hey. So somebody is saying that if we manage to score Mozambique, we are likely to meet Nigeria. When we meet Nigeria, and as for Nigeria, then we can do them shege. We are grateful to God for all that He's done in our lives. I want to say a special good morning to Episcopal Sister Adelaide Hayward Mills. Belated happy birthday to you, Mommy. Thank you so much for imparting our lives all these years. Blessed birthday. You are a blessing. We are so thankful for your life and for having so many children at your heart, teaching us to know the word of God. And to you, Auntie Erica, yesterday was your birthday. Happy belated birthday also to you. Thank you so much for influencing many lives and changing many lives. So, like I said, men of God, wonderful men of God. They are children's pastors. I brought them here because they are children pastors, and they are going to help in the discussion this morning. They are going to tell us wonderful men of God and women of God. I would like them to introduce themselves, and then from there, we take it from there. Let me start from my left, immediate left. All right. So, man of God, Tala, when I saw you today, when I saw you, I heard in the realms of the spirit P, which means. Prosperity. But the last time I met you, Charlie, your stomach wasn't like this. Charlie, you have prospered. Or you say it's the grace of God.
Sure. It's the grace.
You mean only the grace of God. So does it mean I'm not using the grace of God? My stomach is still flat too. Charlie, you've prospered.
Thank you very much.
Even your voice has changed. Or is the Hamatan?
I think so.
Charlie, tell us who you are, where you are coming from.
Oh, okay. Bismarck Mensa, coming from the Apostolic Church, Ghana.
Apostolic Church, Ghana.
The Rehoboth District.
Okay.
Located at Sakama Blue Lagoon.
Sakama Blue Lagoon. So that is Pastor Bismarck that is here. All right, the woman of God, Charlie today, yeah. You are in white. Pastor Benin is in town. Have you met him already? No. You are here to meet him.
Yes.
Okay. Please, your name.
I'm Jennifer Nsakum.
Do you sing?
No.
Actually, your voice.
Angelic voice.
I tell you.
From the Church of Pentacles.
Church of Pentacles. Jennifer from the Church of Pentacles. Yes. Okay.
Ajimbo District, Mount Moriah Assembly.
Mount Moriah Assemblies. All right. And then the my last but not the least man of God. I mean, the way you sit, when I tell you, you say the car, no? Is it that you have changed the car? We have changed the car key. Because when the key shined, the last time we met, the key wasn't like this. Say something.
Merci.
Please, your name and where you are calling from.
My name is Pastor Victor. I'm at the Kodesh Lighthouse Chapel.
Wow.
Kodesh Family Church, part of the UD.
Have they changed the name of your church? Kodesh Family Church. Or now you have added full stop to the name.
Yes, we are KFC Ghana.
KFC Ghana.
Yes, or QFC.
I thought you said KFC. QFC, okay.
Yes, yes.
I thought you changed the name of your church.
No, it's not KFC.
But I've changed the sitting arrangement in your church.
Yes, we have changed the sitting
arrangement. But I have not changed the name of the church.
No, the church is still the same.
The same. Your colors are the same.
Same colors.
Your car too is the same.
By the grace of God. We are believing God for
you have changed the number plate.
No, just the key.
What a blessing. Good morning to you, Bishop Frank Tewia from Tamale. You say we are listening to you right in Tamale. All right, all those in Tamale, good morning to you. I greet all of you in Tamale. You can send your messages to us to 0279-100-600, 0279-100-600. Order for a friend. All right, men of God, woman of God, the reason I brought you here this morning is that I want us to discuss your plans for the children this year. What are the plans that you have for your church? So all of you, you pastor children, what are your plans? That's the main topic for discussion, your plan for your children's church this year. Okay, so let me start from apostolic. What is your year? This year has been declared as what in apostolic?
Okay.
Generally, I mean the church in general.
Generally, I think we have a theme for the church.
Okay, the theme.
Which is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16.
1 Timothy 4, 16.
Yeah.
Call.
Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those
them
who
that hear
you.
Yeah. Wow. So that's the theme.
Sure.
So, I mean, what is like this, our year of...
Our year of soul winning.
Your year of soul winning.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And your personal year of what? Your personal. For me, it's my year of seriousness. I believe that I play too much.
Serious.
I play too much. This year is my year of minding my business.
Your business.
And being serious.
Okay.
I play too much.
All right.
I play too much.
Okay, so since... it is our team. I'm also embarking on the same journey.
The same journey. Sure. You are in the same vision.
Yeah, the
All
same
right.
vision.
Jennifer, Church of Pentacles, what's happening there? Your year of what?
So our year for 2024 is a people of God unleashed to transform their world.
Take it. The children are listening to us. The children are listening to that.
A people of God unleashed
to transform
their world. A children ministry is God's children unleashed to transform their world.
God's children unleashed to transform their world. Wow. I'm loving it. Pastor Victor, the way you are smiling. Why, you want to go to Pentecost or something? They are looking at her.
I'm being blessed. What she's saying. Yeah.
Okay. Pastor Victor.
I think for us, it's a year of work.
A year of work.
And I think for us, it's not is not because we just started working.
Okay. You've been working already. Yeah, the work has come.
Yes. So it doesn't presuppose that we are now working. Okay. But I think it just reemphasizes what we should be doing. You know, Jesus Christ said that while it is day,
okay,
I must do the works of him that sent me. But night cometh when no man can work.
Charlie, you are preaching. So, you are preaching. Like the way you are talking, it looks like tomorrow what you preach is what you are preaching now. You say we'll record it, tomorrow we'll play it for the children.
So we are believing God that by the grace of God, we will get the children also involved in the work of God. You know, and I think that once they start early, they learn that culture of work. So one of the things we are believing God is to teach the children to work for God this year.
Wow. Beautiful. So if you are listening to us, this is Generation 419, and today, by the grace of God, we are starting with the teachers. What are the plans that these teachers, I know the other teachers listening to us, and by all means, you have plans for your children's church, okay? The children's church is almost always one of the most forgotten aspects of church work, but we want to take it seriously, or we have taken it seriously. We have taken it World Cup. We haven't even taken it AFCON, because AFCON is not that serious. I mean, well, this is World Cup thing that we are doing, and so you can see that I've managed to mobilize three powerful ministers of the gospel. Children's ministers, if you look at them, they are not mean men. These are people, anointed people. Oh, some of them, if you see the cars they brought, with a shiny car key and things like that. You see that? No, we are not joking here. Pastor Victor, like this. Charlie, you say it's the car key you have changed. Not so. How do I change my car key?
The housing.
The housing. Charlie, you close, you give me lift to my house.
Yes,
then tomorrow morning I'll come for my car.
Yes,
so, Pastor Victor, let me start with you. So you said you are in the Kodesh Family Church, QFC, under the United Denominations of Unity from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. Basically, what are your plans for the children's church this year?
Okay. I think, start with thank you for the privilege of being here. We feel honored and blessed to be here to share these things. I think for this year and for the past number of years, one of the things that we've tried to do, because you see, Christianity generally is based on believing a person.
Okay.
One person, who is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we try to do over the past 2 or 3 years, which we still continue to do anyway this year, is to let the children know about Jesus. Know about him as a personality, know about him as an individual, know about him as a savior.
All
right. And there are many facets to Jesus. So I think over the past 2-3 years, we had started studying the life of Jesus, and the life of Jesus is captured in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yeah.
This year, apart from teaching the children work, understanding the work, putting to them the work culture, one of them we also want to teach them was about what Jesus Christ said about things, all right, and the opinions of Jesus Christ, you see. And if for example, Reverend K, you and I were to have a discussion, and then we are in disagreement in points, there will be a need for somebody of superior wisdom and superior knowledge to come and give something to settle us.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. And that person, when it comes to Christianity, is always Jesus.
Mm.
So it's important to know what Jesus Christ said about anger, what Jesus Christ said about murder, what Jesus Christ said about forgiveness. There are many people who have lessons. If you were to stand in the street to ask about how crime should be treated, everybody has his own. Jesus Christ said, I beat your brother sins against you 70 times, 70 times, forgive him. All right. What Jesus Christ said about lust, you know, to know what his opinions are.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ said that if your eye causes you to sin, remove it.
Mm.
If your hand causes you,
Cut
it off.
Yeah.
I mean, what Jesus Christ said about prayer, he says, enter into your closet. Jesus Christ had opinions about hypocrites. All right. He had an opinion about fasting.
Charlie, you are preaching the whole message here.
Oh, I'm giving you the touch of what.
So these are just the topics that. Yes. Look, this year, wallahi.
So yes, that's what we are believing in God, to go deeper into the life of Christ, understand what he said, his opinion.
Wow.
And then also to see what Jesus Christ said about himself. You know, so.
Pastor Victor, I'll come back to you. So basically, You are telling us that this year you want to embark on the journey of what Jesus says, because you want to know what Jesus said and how young people can apply such things to their lives. All right, Jennifer, Church of Pentecost, what are your plans for the children this year as a children's pastor?
Okay, so Church of Pentecost is aiming at making Jesus popular again. So
making Jesus Jesus popular.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So our theme, children ministry theme, is okay. God's children unleashed to transform their world.
Okay.
So unleashed is we as children, we have to be unleashed. We have to be set free to transform our world.
Okay.
Our world as children is our playground, our school, and then in the house. And we have to, as children, we have to transform it positively.
Wow.
Yes. So we are looking at some plans we have is as children, we need to meet and pray. So we have children's online, and then PTA with the parents to ensure not only spiritual, but we are seeking to help them in their academics also, and then their social life. So we have some activities that are based at their social and their education. So we have PTA where we will have an encounter with the parents to know how best we can help
them
academically. Yes. And we have social where our national has this initiative, JETRO initiative, where we learn social things so that we become up to date in the world. As children, we have to become up to date with the world.
Beautiful. So beautiful. I'm enjoying the discussion this morning. I'm enjoying the discussion. Pastor Bismarck, Church, Apostolic Church.
Yeah.
Is it Apostolic Church of Ghana or Apostolic Church Ghana?
The Apostolic Church Ghana.
The Apostolic Church Ghana. Is that a difference between that and Apostolic Church of Ghana?
No, it's not. It's the Apostolic Church.
The Apostolic Church
without
of Ghana.
The D, it's not the Red Apostolic Church. You know, we have so many Apostolic Churches.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the word there just makes it different from the others.
Sure.
What are your plans?
Okay, thank you very much. Our plans this year, we've targeted knowing the gods of our fathers.
Knowing the God of our fathers.
Yes. So basically, we want to teach our children the word.
The word. I think it is one thing that is cutting across all of you.
Yes.
Making Jesus popular. What Jesus says that we want young people to do or want young people to know, and then also teaching them about Jesus, which is the pure word, the unadulterated word of God. All right.
Prayer and fellowship.
Wow.
And we are trying to also teach them how to win souls as well. Because most of the children think maybe until you are an adult.
Adult, yeah. You have beer.
Yeah, because they do also have friends, unbelievers, who they do pray with, they do live with in their communities, in their neighborhood. So teaching them will also help. Because our target this year is 10,000 souls for the Apostolic Church.
10,000 children. Or 10,000 souls.
Souls.
Okay.
So
worldwide.
Yes.
10,000 souls.
Yeah.
I'm trying to imagine 10,000. Ghana is 33,000 or 33 million.
Yeah.
But this is 10,000.
10,000.
Is it just Ghana or worldwide?
Worldwide.
10,000 souls.
Yeah. So that's our target. So
including children and women.
They are increasing.
Because Jesus is the when he feeds the people, they count only the men. The men. Children and women are not part.
Okay, so this
so but this one includes children and women.
Sure,
okay.
Sure.
Because the women they like church.
They are even more than the men in the church. Okay, so we did something last year which we thought it was effective, which is a Holy Ghost baptism and the giftings of the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
So
For the children. Holy Ghost baptism.
Sure.
Tell us about that.
Okay, you know, as growing up, being a kid, I thought maybe until you are old before you can speak in tongues. But when I became a Sunday school teacher, I got a different thought about that. Yeah, understanding about that. So I think being a leader or a pastor for children, I think is Because when we did it last week, there was minor ones we thought they could not, but
they ended up speaking in tongues.
Sure. And it
so,
was
so,
like,
so if I get right now, it's like you're trying to say we should go into the prophetic. So we must get some mantles. Eh? If you're a children's pastor, you must have some mantle. Well, I mean, this is my mantle.
Your mantle.
Yeah, you have to get some. Pastor Victor, do you have mantle? You have to get mantle. Look, the, you are into work. You need mantle. You need mantle. You need mantle. This face towel type of mantle. You need some.
Sure.
You understand?
Sure.
If you are coming, the children should know that. Yes, you have arrived. Man of God has arrived.
Arrived. Sure.
The man of God has arrived. Yes.
Yeah. So by doing that, I think it helped, and we want to continue this year. So, yeah.
Wow. Wow. So if you have just tuned in, if you chance on this particular stage, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3, and it is Generation 419. This program actually is for children, it's for young people. And this morning we have a twist, we have a turn, and where we have brought in children's pastors into the studio to tell us about their plans for the children's church.
Something. We're writing this letter to fear. Everybody go, wait.
Just wait a minute, let me say this to you. I'm sick and tired of those things that you do. Close the door to faith and send them away. Because of you, I find it so hard to pray. Let that destruction and depression fix it, it's my friend. Woo!
All right, so I want to put this across. This year, if you like your church to be on one of our programs here on Sweet Melodies 94.3, that is Generation 419. You want your Sunday school church to be here. Okay, all you need to do is to just write this number down: 020-020-030-3328. I'll take it again: 030-020-030-328. 020-030-030-328. Okay, so you can don't call the number, just send a message, a WhatsApp to the number, and then you'll be attended to. Okay, or come to Sweet Melodies and then just see that you like your church to be featured on Generation 419. Okay, it is not for a selected few. It is not just for just a group of people or some churches. It's open to everybody who want to take part. It's for children. It's for children all over. So if your church is interested, okay, or you can also either you come to Sweet Melodies, call the number, or call this number 054-6055-916. 054-6055-916. Okay, you can call this particular number. You text to the other one, and then you come to Sweet Melodies. Any one of them will give you a room to be part of our programs this year. All right, we want your church also to come on radio. We want your children to come on radio. It's not for in this selected few, all right.
Noise, ladies and gentlemen, for God's gift to the whole wide world, my brother.
And by the grace of God, I still have the children's pastors here with me in the studio. Well, anointed men of God who have pastored these children over. Pastor Victor, how long have you been in the children ministry? Pastoring the children, pastoring young people.
I think it's somewhere from 2001.
So
that's
about 86 years. 86 years.
23 years.
I said 86 years.
Yes, please.
Jennifer, how long have you been with the children's ministry?
5 to 6 years.
5 to 6 years. What's up, Bismarck? How long have you been with the children's ministry?
I started somewhere 2008. Yeah, effectively.
Effectively.
Yeah.
That's 42. 42 years. I think that you have and then I just give, you know, people have started calling. No, I mean, the studio is live. It's a live program. So if you are calling me, I can't pick your contact. I can't pick your call. Okay. But if you want to contribute to what we are discussing this morning, okay, send us a WhatsApp on 0279-100-600-02. So somebody says that, Reverend Ike says, a year of seriousness. Yes, for me, it's my year of seriousness because I play too much. This year, I don't want to play. This year, I want to mind my business and I also want to be serious in life. Okay, this is what I want to do this year. So you can send us a message on 0279-100-600 and we will read what you have for us. Jennifer, what do you think about the Children's Church? Over the years, what has been your experience for the last 5 years you've been working with the Children's Church? You say you've been the Children's Church for the last 5 years. Yeah. What has been your experience?
It has been... It has not been all that easy, okay. But sometimes...
So you share your experience, like your high moments, your low moments, I mean your challenges, and sometimes of the fun times that you have had with the children.
Okay, so some challenges are... sometimes during church service, you see the adults being like, "Mo yanko la mo kati na se." When it comes,
mufi yako,
mo sorry na peni ne kati na se. That thing, it worries me. Yes, it worries me. But I enjoy being around them. Like they worry, their worries, their cries, their questions.
They have questions.
They'll be asking all sorts of questions, and yeah, I enjoy being with them. Yeah. It's a nice moment when I'm around them. Yes,
children are actually fun to be with.
Yes, if
sometimes people say they cry a lot and all that, but I mean they are fun to be with. When you were sharing the experience, I remember I was at the program one day, and after preaching, they asked people who want to give their life to Christ, and people came forward, including children. And when they came, after the prayer, they led the adults to some room B, and they asked the children to go and sit down. Then I heard the pastor say clearly that more offerings, mom, they are offering is that small. You have also experienced that before, right? So like we don't know across. Your contribution is very minimal to the church. just go and sit down.
But that's all their parents give them.
but on a more serious note, I think it's very wrong. It's like children come to adult church. Hey, you just put the drum there. Don't play the drums. Hey. So you see, when you do that, okay, sometimes pastors want children to learn instruments and all that. How do they get to learn it? Do you understand? They can't learn the instrument, with book. They have to practically do it. And sometimes some pastors don't provide this instrument in the children's church. Reverend Metuha, it won't be easy for you. Then you see that it's a problem and all that. But like you said, I think that it is fun. It is nice to be with children and sometimes seeing them grow and seeing that these are people that you preach to every Sunday, talking to them, and you could see that really there have been a change in their lives. Pastor Bismarck, what has been your experience working with the children's ministry all these years?
Okay.
Because for you have about 48 years experience. So share with us.
All right. Thank you once again. I think first I will say being a children pastor or a Sunday school teacher is by calling.
Okay. It's by calling.
Yes.
What do you call?
Because most people do come and they can't just contain how the children behave. So they'll run away. But most of us, we've been there for so many years now. We've had so many experiences.
What are the things that people cannot stand that you these children pastors, you can stand? What can they not stand? What makes them run away?
Like my sister said, the children, one can even shout. You can't bear it.
So crying.
And sometimes too, the way they behave, they will talk, keep quiet. Whilst you are shouting somebody up, the other people are also talking. Yeah, so they find it's like, it's a tear. So They go and they will not come back.
Again. You want to go and join the choir?
Yeah, so being a children pastor or a Sunday school teacher is not that easy, but is they are fun to be with.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we learn a lot from them as well.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have also extended up, not only in the church, now for like 3 years now, I have a team in which we move into communities.
Wow.
And in children's homes to just give them the word.
Word of God.
Yes. So that's what we're trying to do this time around. So I would say it's fun being with them. And it is a blessing. It has been a blessing to my life. Yeah, my personal life. It has been a blessing being with the children.
Thank you very much. Pastor Victor. Charlie, it's like you have the longest experience amongst all of us here. You have been doing it for the last 100 years. Please. What has been your experience with the Children's Church?
I think the Children's Church has been about generally preparing the next generation of Christians. And the Bible says in the book of Acts, I think 20:28, that take heed first unto yourself and unto the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made the overseers to feed the church of God, which has purchased with his blood. And one of the things, the main things that, one of the things that naturally children need is nutrition. All right, so I remember in the house I was not particular about a lot of things, but I realized that my wife was more like, the children ate protein today, they must eat some more carbohydrate today, tomorrow they must eat this. So they try to plan, she tries to plan a menu for them to eat. All right, because
your wife is a nutritionist, or she's,
no, well,
she's,
I,
what?
I wouldn't say that. I just think she's just a good mother.
Who is she? Who is she? Tell us who is she.
She's a mother. So
her work Monday morning, she's a mother.
Yes, she's a mother. So so I think that
it's your wife. So if you are saying that Monday morning she's a mother, I understand.
So I think that the main thing is that the Safe Church is also about planning a good nutrition for the children.
Right? Good and nutrition.
Where there must be balanced Christianity. Right? And I think the part also that I feel that we must also do as Safe Teachers is to understand that. I remember one day at a pastor's meeting, the bishop that I work under, Bishop Dennis, he made a comment at a pastor's meeting that on Sunday morning, it was just a casual comment, that on Sunday morning, you have not prayed for even 2 hours or 3 hours. You have come to preach, you know. It just hit me. And I remember I heard Bishop Saki some time back, a load message I mentioned, that he said that he comes to church at 5 a.m. every day to pray and prepare for church. So it is important that the saved pastor also prepares himself. Because if your focus is to minister spirit and life, and not just to have fun on a Sunday, but to impact people, then I think that your preparation before the service
is very important.
It's very important.
So we're actually asking you, what are the experiences? What are the low times and then the high times that you have had pastoring these young people over these years?
So if I'm going to look at my highs and lows, I think, for me, I also, I'm privileged to work in a church where the leadership is very supportive of the children's church.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe I may not have some of my brother's experiences, like the instruments and other things, but I'm very...
Either you have everything, LED screen. When you say Romans 3 verse 2, the scripture is the screen up here. That's church.
So I think it wasn't so some time ago, but by the grace of God.
I went to preach at a certain church. Yeah, when the church was fully air-conditioned, children's church, AC, fully nyanya.
Yeah.
Hey!
If you won't come, crowd will come.
Charlie, as I was there, I said, hey! Fully AC.
Sure.
Yeah. So you're there, no?
You but say you're there. But I pastored a safe church to where we sat on the floor. Are you getting me? Where we didn't even have chairs. You know, where we started.
So now prosperity has come.
Oh, by the grace of God.
That's good news.
By the grace of God.
But when we say the thing, we can see the thing clear. You are saying by the grace of God.
Oh, by the prosperity.
As you have come,
prosperity
your stomach
is by the grace of God.
Your stomach has come like this. I said the thing, now you have prospered. You say it's by the grace of God. Meanwhile, we are all using the grace of God, but
it works in diverse ways.
Ah, I get it.
You're always being a different thing.
So yeah, Pastor Vito, you're sharing something very vital. Yeah.
So I think that has been one of my I've had very highs and lows. I think for me, my greatest high in quotes has been seeing children, some of the children that you teach, grow up to the point where they can teach others.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's where the vision is.
That's the joy of every children's pastor.
Exactly. To see that some of the children have also started safe churches or are leading safe churches. I've seen that across, and I think that's one of my greatest highs. All right. In terms of lows, look, it's been, some of them have been, you know, it's not easy to lose a child.
Yeah.
You know, even among young people, there are deaths, you know, funerals that you've had to go to, you know. And I think over the period it has made me a bit more protective, all right, in terms of the spiritual life, to say there's a need for us to also undertake a lot of spiritual activities also to protect the life of the children.
Yeah.
You know, so those have been some of my highs and lows, but generally by the grace of God, I think that I've had a lot of support.
Yeah. Before you came, before we entered the studio, I was just sharing with them an incident that happened just Christmas. I think this year, Christmas was on Monday. So 24th, we were in church. I had a service. 25th, we were in church. I had a call that one of the children was coming to church. Fell, collapsed, sent to the hospital. I got there. I mean, she was gone.
I see.
I mean, she was. So that was a Monday. She was gone. And the Wednesday, that Wednesday should be 14 years, I think.
Yes.
And that day, that Christmas day, when people were chewing chicken, I have to be walking somewhere in the cemetery, standing there to bury her. That day.
Yeah.
I mean. So like you are explaining.
It does something to a pastor.
And I kept asking myself that, I mean, this girl wasn't going to a club or something. I mean, this is somebody who was on her way to church. Do you see? On the way to church. So, I don't know. But these are all experiences in life. I mean, God takes us through all these things to teach us something. Do you understand? I mean, to stand by your member, burying your member. I mean, you know, sometimes at a hospital, standing by a child, surgery, all this. I mean, they are all wonderful things that, I mean, God has actually planned. I mean, so that as a pastor, you also go through all these facets of life and all that. Okay, so what would be our advice to pastors? Okay, what are the advice that we have for our fellow children's pastors? Okay, what will we say to them?
Okay, I will say children are the next generation of our church.
Mm.
Yeah, so I will just encourage them to do more than even what we are doing currently. Yeah, because there are more out there unsaved children who don't know Christ.
Mm.
So if we want to, we want them to come, it's by we putting in more, going after them, for them to accept our Lord and what we have been preaching.
Mm.
And we have to make sure they are doing whatever we are also teaching us.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, in your opinion, you are encouraging more people to join the children's ministry.
Yeah.
I think so. I'll be on that campaign with you. I think it's a very good thing because a lot of people shy away from the children's ministry.
Sure.
When they look at the children's ministry, it doesn't look glamorous. I mean, it is not one that you... To many people, I mean, singing in the choir looks more glorious than being the children's pastor.
Sure.
Choir? No. If the music is working, I mean, this is choir. Do you see? Then you also
lucky now if your church to have a television station, that means you come on.
No, that when they take the video Sunday during the week, you see yourself. on TV.
Life.
Mercy.
Yeah.
Okay. So, number one, to those pastoring young people who are at the verge of giving up, throwing the towel and all that, we want to tell them, look, be encouraged. Okay.
Sure.
It is not bad. I mean, it is not bad. It's not that when you talk to people and ask them that, oh, where you work, they say, oh, it's not bad at all. If the person says it's not bad, it means that the person is enjoying. The person doesn't want to tell, oh, it's good, come. Yeah. No, it's not bad. It's not, we are managing. If you hear words like it's not bad, or after exam, somebody tells that, the paper wasn't average. Bad, average, such people, they pass. But the people tell you that, it's not easy. I don't think anybody is going to pass this paper. Those people, they will bomb. So we want to tell you that what we are doing is a good work. I mean, there's a blessing, a lot of blessing in this work that we are doing. It's a glorious work we are. It's a beautiful job that we are in. And if you are a children's pastor listening to us, don't give up. I mean, don't let anything cause you to give up. No. Yes. Be resilient, okay? Don't tell yourself that based on A, B, C, D, like we're discussing, there will be a lot of challenges. As for challenges, even adult church pastors also have the same challenges. Yeah. They also have a lot of challenges. So anything you do that there are no challenges attached to it, I mean, it's not a good thing. That will not bring you any result. Because it doesn't take any effort to fail. You don't need any effort to fail. You just have to be there and you fail. Yeah. You fail in life. I mean, you won't do well in life. You just have to be there, not to do anything. But if you want to succeed in life, you have to do something. There'll be so many oppositions, I mean, to what you are doing. And I'm sure that ability to overcome such oppositions will make you a better person and cause you to succeed. So number one, those of you who are in it and thinking of giving up and all that, we want to encourage you that don't give up. And to those of you who are in church, you don't know what to do with your life. You come to church, church closes at 12:31. You have gone home to eat omotu. You come to church, you don't do anything. No. You only came with your phone and you say your Bible is on your phone. I mean, you don't do anything. When they say join something, you don't join. No. You went to men fellowship, it didn't work. You went to join the instrumentalist, it didn't work. You've gone to join what are the other ministries? Ashes, it didn't work. Yeah. You've gone to join choir, they sacked you because your voice was in there. They sacked you. Come to Children's Church. Sure, Children's Church, you don't need any choir. Just come. No, just come. Come home. If you come, you like the job.
You enjoy it.
You enjoy. Yeah. It's like nursing. Nursing, when you enter, no, you like it. First, when you are into you, but when they enter after one, so my patient. When the person start referring to the person, my patient, the love has come. Sure. my patient. So we want to encourage a lot of people to join the children's ministry, okay? The children are important. Jesus also came to die. The blood of Jesus wasn't shed for adults only. The blood of Jesus. It was not only for adults. It was also for children. Sure. Okay, so we need quality people. We need intelligent people. We need. How do you see, don't give us excuse me to say people like this type of some JHS dropout. He says come and teach the children. Do you understand? And they say there's some intelligent somebody be in the adult church. You don't want them to join the children's department and help the children rather. You are giving the children dropouts. No, give the children your best, and I'm sure that we will see the fruit in a few years to come. Jennifer, what's your advice to children's pastors listening to us?
Okay, so what I would say is our ministry to kids has 3 H, which is the head, where we talk about the word of God. They listen and it sticks to their head. And then the heart.
Okay.
Where they get the passion and the desire to love God and serve God well. And then the hand, where we use, or it's a way of obeying our parents. That's where the social aspect comes in. And then also our urge or child worker to have time for children.
They should have time.
Yes.
They should have patience. Yes. Time.
Yeah. Time. Like time.
Quality time.
Quality. And invest prayers into them.
Invest prayer. They should have time.
Have time, like special time. So the way we have special time for our phone.
Our phone.
Yes.
No, apart from your phone, who else do you have special time for?
Children ministry.
No. Another one. You know, saying the things that I'm trying to hear.
Deep into it.
Go deeper and do more. I'm saying that. Apart from the children ministry, apart from your food, who else? I'm saying who, human being, who else do you have quality time.
My loved ones.
No loved ones. Loved one. Jennifer, you making the whole thing look very mysterious. Do you have loved one?
Yes.
Hey, you spend quality time with loved one. If I check your phone right now, there's somebody who has called you in the last 30 minutes. No, last 30 minutes you were here. The last 2 hours, there's somebody that we can see that the communication is constant. Oh, no. As I'm sitting, I'm a prophet. You see, I came here with my mantle. My mantle, I don't joke with it. I go everywhere with
That's
it.
That's interesting.
So, quality time.
Yes, quality time. So, in our local CM teachers, we do Awake for Flocks, where we wake up at dawn to pray for the kids. That's only for the kids. One hour to 30 minutes prayers for the kids.
At dawn.
Yes.
At dawn. This Hamatan, this year.
Yes.
At dawn.
Hamatan.
Praying for children.
At dawn. Yes. We normally do it on Tuesday.
What are some of the prayer topics?
Some of the prayer topics are.
Because the children you are praying for, it's not like so they'll get a job or something. Like, why are you praying for them?
They should look special in all ways.
My goodness.
Yes, they should look special. If you're a child of God, you need to portray the examples of God. You need to let your fellow peers know that, no, you are different.
You are different.
You have God, so you are different. That's where your fellow friend would follow you and be like, I don't know my dear, sir. Then I'll be like, oh, I have Christ, so me, my dear. Yes, so that's where your friend will follow
Jesus
you.
I have Jesus in my life.
That's where your friend will follow you to church.
Okay.
Yes, so I'll urge all child workers to invest prayers.
Prayer and have time. It's not like you come to church, we close, no, you pick your handbag and your high heel.
Sometimes after church, just mingle with them, talk to them. Yeah. You'll be amazed what they'll be telling you. You'll be amazed and you will learn a lot from them.
Charlie, I'm learning a lot from you, Christ. You are talking here. Pastor Victor. You say you don't have mantle.
No, please.
Charlie, get a mantle. Get
By
a mantle.
By the grace of God. Maybe you give me yours.
No, this mantle. No, this mantle.
This one, Elijah passing it to you.
This is the one I took from Elisha. Pastor Victor, your advice to children pastors, Sunday school teachers, safe teachers, I mean, anyone who works with children.
Yeah, I think I'll just borrow a bit of what Jennifer said. Yes. And I think how I will put it is, yes, I think, first of all, I think you should build a robust prayer altar. And I use the word altar selectively because it might be something that you attend to on a daily basis. You know, a culture of prayer. This is not work that you can do with your own strength or your own mind.
Yeah.
You know. So one of the things I encourage, and I think it's the advice that will go to a Sunday scripture is not very different from the advice that will even go to a pastor.
Yeah.
Because you are pastoring a church.
Yeah.
So is that to build a robust prayer altar where you go to God.
Are you saying big words?
Daily,
because you went to Presec.
Every
robust.
Single day.
These Presec people, robust. So we those that went to the other schools, if we say robust.
Have a habit of praying every day. Have a habit of praying every day. I mean, without fail, more like a tradition. Okay. And pray and commit the children into God's hands.
Hallelujah.
Because it's important that otherwise the words that you speak will just be common words.
Yeah, it won't carry power.
If you want to speak spirit and life into the life of the children, then you have to hide in your secret place and then spend time with God.
Yeah.
You know. The other thing I also would say that you see yourself, you need to put yourself on a development program. All right, to study the Bible. I heard a preacher once, I'm not sure which church it was, that he said that in that church, you have no business standing on the pulpit to preach if you have not read the Bible 5 times. You know, I thought it was a very, very high standard to set for ministers. I've forgotten the name of the person I listened to. But I just thought about it, that if some churches are implementing the fact that you cannot stand there and preach if you have not read the Bible 5 times, a lot of pastors will be pastors. You know.
At all.
So it means that yourself must develop. Like Paul told Timothy, since you were a youth, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make you wise unto salvation. So I want to encourage that the saved pastor himself, apart from building a prayer altar, you must also have a habit where you study the Bible yourself. And I think we have cases where people the first time they are seeing what they are going to preach is when they are standing in front of the pulpit.
On the Sunday morning.
On the Sunday. And there's no way you can impact people
at all
like that.
At
you
all.
For you to have children coming to see testimony, like I think one of them mentioned about even the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, it's important that we expose the children to the entire Bible.
Yeah.
5-year-old, 10-year-olds must speak in tongues. They must believe God to see visions.
Mm.
They must believe God for the gift of prophecy.
They must take communion.
Dreams.
They must take communion.
Take communion.
It's like the communion there is like something that is exclusive. When you are taking the communion, the children come. You say, Mufriako, Mufriako, communion is bread. Mufriako, Mukono Musio. Mukono Musio. Or the one they give to the children, they dilute it. Even the blood, you don't even see the red of the blood. And the children are drinking some water and tea bread. Hey, Mufriako, communion, no, a reverend here.
Please, I'm not among what you say.
Let's close the program, man. Let's close the program.
But I think generally that's what I'll say. That's, and let's take the children ministry seriously.
Seriously, yeah.
One day I was transferred in one of the branches I served. I was transferred to the adult church to assist the pastor. And when I got into the adult church, there was one of the shepherds who was already there. And then he said, so this was me being a saved church for about a number of years, and I was just transferred to the adult church to assist the pastor. And when I came there, one of the senior shepherds, he welcomed me because I was coming to the adult church to assist. So, welcome, Victor. Welcome to real ministry.
Let me tell you something about what you have just said.
So, real ministry. So, it made me see that, you see, for you to say that I'm in the adult church and I've come to the, so welcome to real ministry.
Real ministry, yeah.
So, a lot of people see the children as a joke.
Yeah.
You know, meanwhile, that is the...
It's a mirage.
That is the ministry that man, when he has children, will believe in God to help build their faith.
Yeah.
You know, so, it's we also need to change the mind that people have by ourselves adding value to the ministry.
To what we are doing. The real ministry story. One of my friends said he was pastoring the children's church, and I think that particular day, the one pastor in the adult church traveled, so they asked him to come to the adult church to help I don't know the full story. But when he went there, another pastor in the adult church, today we didn't hear you and the children making noise.
Yes.
Then this children's pastor said, this person had traveled. They asked me to go to his place to go. Then the person said, you are not doing ministry proper.
Forgive.
You are not doing ministry proper.
They don't regard it.
Okay. I remember many years ago, somewhere, one pastor called me and told me that the children's ministry I'm doing, I'm using plastic chair to kill an ant. Do you get it?
Mercy.
I'm using plastic chair to kill an ant.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you understand what it means?
So you're not focused or what?
Not focused. Like, I shouldn't be doing children's ministry.
You are more above.
Yeah, you shouldn't be doing children's ministry. Yeah.
Sure.
It's like you are exerting so much energy on something little.
Yeah.
But when he said, I understood what it was, so I brushed it off. Yes. Now, just a few years down the lane, this particular pastor started having children. He didn't have children when he said what he said to me.
And he's now looking for a plastic chair.
He started having children. Now he's looking for
a plastic chair to pastor his children.
For the children to sit on it.
Radabaskatanda.
So, and even my short like this one. So when he said, but this time it was the wife that came to me, and the wife said, her husband said, you see me for something which is connected to children. Apparently, he even started asking the wife to start the children's ministry. So he asked the wife to come.
So the wife is not a plastic chair.
As a children's pastor, you hear a lot of derogatory statements, but do not let those things deter you. Do not let them weigh you down.
Yeah.
Let's be focused. Let's be resilient, and let's keep at it till God calls us.
I think that's why even Paul said that to Timothy, don't let anybody despise your youth
at all,
because what we are doing, it can easily be despised by others, you know. But I think Paul saw that thing, was trying to conscientize the guy that, Charlie, most likely you meet people who call you plastic chairs one day.
Pastor Vito, I also, my time is up, but also, I also feel that it is the way children's pastors also carry themselves.
I agree with you.
You see, as you are going to preach on a Sunday morning, you are wearing slippers. Do you understand? And on top of the slippers, you are wearing some T-shirt B of a certain woman who has died 3 years ago, and the black T-shirt with some tattered jeans, and you say you are going to pray. Who will take you seriously? Or who will be confident to say this person is my pastor? Did you see how the whole thing today?
And I think it's also measured, Remeke, I think it's also measured on impact.
Yes.
You see, because you see, when it's okay, when I start something, you are allowed to despise me the first 1 year.
Yeah, but with time, you should grow
but
up.
Once you start seeing the impact of what is happening, you will no longer despise me.
Yeah.
You get me? You will no longer despise. Because now you can see the real fruit of what you despise. Like the pastor who called you as a plastic chair. Now, when he has some issue with his children, he realized that he doesn't have that grace to do it. And I'm sure that anybody in the children's ministry, you have parents who call you in the house.
Yeah.
My child is this. I've been talking for the past year. But sometimes just 1 hour. You remember, just spending 1 hour with the child, that problem is solved. You know? So I think it's also... I agree with you that if we prepare and carry ourselves
let's carry ourselves
well.
Let's carry ourselves well. This morning I woke up, I was listening to somebody on the TV. I was just lying that when I put the TV on, I saw somebody. When I listened to the person for like 30 seconds, I stood up. Nobody asked me to stand up. I stood up and I was watching the person.
Wow.
When I was done, I went to look for the person's name on Facebook.
Mm.
I sent the person a friend request and sent the person a message. And the person sent me the number that, and we started WhatsApping. Wow. And I told the person that, look, based on ABC data you have said, you have solved a lot of problems in my ministry.
Yeah.
And the way the man was talking, this is with passion. When they say passion, you say, like, he knows what he was saying. And I said, how many of us can talk like this? How many of us, like, you are so confident about what you are saying?
Yeah.
Just few of us. So if you're a children's pastor listening to us, I think our time is we'll have to come back again.
God bless you.
Yes,
I want to add
your final word, please.
So I want to say that child workers or teachers should make the children Jesus and also his values popular. So as a kid has to portray the values and principles of
Jesus,
God.
Yeah.
Yes. A child has to portray it everywhere. That's why I said our theme is saying God's children unleashed to transform their world. So when I'm in my world as a child,
My producer is saying my time is up. My time is up. Come and remove me here. The thing is nice. People say they like that. People are happy. Our time is up. God bless you so much. God bless you. It's exciting.
Thanks for having us.
It's a privilege having all of you here. And to all those who have listened to us, we say God bless you so much. Those who have sent your messages we couldn't read and all that, we want to say we are blessed. We are blessed. This year, Generation 419 promises to be very interesting. So allow your child to stay tuned. God bless you till next week when we meet again. My name is Reverend Ike. This has been Generation 419 on Sweet Melodies 94.3. Bye.
Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. A very good afternoon to everyone listening to me this afternoon. Yada nyame asese wahwe so ama adepa achenye a